Sof Amit Beis, let us start Upertzim Tirzeit. We had there was a machlokes, the Anshe Yerichoi, and the Chachomim, in certain anhoges, what Anshe Yerichoi Adam and the Chachomim were choylik on them. The Anshe Yerichoi were Upertzim Tirzeit, beginne seim, apados seim, lahacher, laniyim, bishnei batzeres, bishabosis, viyomim toivim. That they were matter for the aniyim to eat the peiris hanoishrim. Agavulcha the Chazanish says in an oral that these anshe yerichai were tamidei chachomim. They weren't stam as I mentioned. Anshe yerichai hoyu chachomim yidui. And there was a difference of opinion. They held it was mutter. Chachomim held it was also. Upertzim Pirzeis. Omar Ule, Omar Rabshimim Melokich, Machloikis Bishal Machbedeis. The Machloikis between the Anshe Yerich and the Chachamim was by the Tmorim that fell on the upper leaves of the Dekel. Let us learn the way Rashi learns, it's speaking about they fell in Shabbat. The Rabbonin Sovri Gazrinin Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. The Chachamim held that you're not allowed to take off these tmorim which fell on the top branches. B'shem Yala V'Yitloish. If you're climbing up the Dekel, you might go and taking off tmorim, you might take off mechubedik etvorim because in that area by the machbedes there was mechubedik etmorim also. Gazrinin Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. Ba'anshe Yerichai Sovri, Loi Gazrinin Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. They weren't Gazer Shema Yala V'Yitlosh. Aber B'shel Bein Akipin, but the Tmorim that fell on the lower branches, now in the lower branches in that vicinity, there was no Tmorim Echuborim, Divrei Hakel Mutter. So then, every Chachamim Amoide to the Anshe Yerichoi, that one is permitted to take these tmorim in Shabbos, Shenoshru Boi Bayoi. Omalei, that's how Rashi learns Pshat, that it fell in Shabbos, Vafal Piken, it is Mutter. Omalei, Rabbe, Bo Muktzis Nino. So Rabbe asks, these tmorim are Muktzis. So Rashi says, Shemi Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshis, Hoyim Mechuboris. V'nimtzoi Muktzis, Machmes Isa Tlishe. So that means Bein HaShemoshes, it was Makte Datoi from the Shimush of this Tmorim, because it's Mechuba. Or Mukze Bein HaShemoshes, Mukze Lechol HaYom, even though the mice had fell in Shabbos, but given this Katzoi Bein HaShemoshes, is Katzoi Lekul HaYom. V'chi Teima Hoyul D'chazi La'uvin, you'll tell me, no, it's not Mukze, it's Min HaMuchon. Because Bein HaShemoshes, he had in Zinnin to use this tomorrow, not for himself, for Oivim. Let us see what Rashi says, V'chiteima oil v'chazu b'mechuba la'irvim. It is b'mechuba r'tzchazu la'irvim. Sheyesh lo'y hagdeles b'soich b'isa. He has Oivim in his house. L'gdule. He's megadol them l'gdule. Rashi says in Shabbos Tavkuf Chavovim at Beis Ashirim Megadlim Oilvin Ligdule. The Ashirim used to be Megadl Oilvin was a double godl hastes. It was a psakovet for them. So Memele, so the Gemara's Kasha is Kaponim, a person who has Oilvin, so he was never Messiah Das from these Tmorim. Because umuta lahamidom aleihem loichlon, it could be mamid the oivim aleihem loichlon. So memele it's muchen loivim. The chitay ma'oil. Let's go back to the gemara. The chitay ma'oil the chazul loivim. Since it's chazul loivim, so it's called minamuchan. Hash the muchan li adam lehavi muchan li klovim. Something that is muchan la adam. It is not mukhan l'klovim. That means the hachon afilu for a mincha for Adam does not make it mukhan l'klovim. This is not Rabbi Yehuda Ima. im loy hoyson de veilam erev shabbes asurim. If a person had a behemoth that was nisnabla in Shabbos, so we'll see, even though Erev Shabbos it was muchan la'adam, but it wasn't muchan al kaponim in Shabbos, now that it died, we don't say it's muchan la'behemoth. So muchan la'adam does not make it muchan la'behemoth. Lefi she'ene mina muchan, muchan la'irvin, avi muchan la'adam. So something that's oimed l'achilas oirvim, that makes it mina muchan for an odom. Or malay, so he answered him, in, that's true. Muchan l'odom, lehavi muchan l'klod. Fakel, something that's oimed l'achilas odom, is not muchan l'klod. D'chol midi d'chozi le'inish, le'makzi le'imidaita. The Lashna Gemara is unclear. The Gemara says in Beit, Avol Med Beit, the Gemara says better, called Midi the Muchala La'odom, the Mai the Chazi Le'inish Le'ishodi Le'leklob. Something that's Mucham for a person, he won't give it away to a Caliph. Called Midi the Chazi Le'inish Mucham Le'makta Le'midaita. Sulchad Iker is not like Maxale Midaite. The Iker is that he won't give it for a caliph, he'll use it for himself. The Lashna Gemara Bay is clear. He won't give it to a caliph. A caliph, he wants it, it's too expensive to use an animal that can be, it's Chazil Achilos Odom, he won't be Miyached for dog food. So Memele, it was not Muchan, was not aimed to be used for klavim. Then all of a sudden the animal became an availing Shabbos. So now it became dog food. To that it was nisnabla b'Shabbos. But it wasn't aimed to become dog food. So memele, therefore you're not allowed to give it to a dog. It wasn't minamuchan, it wasn't aimed to be used for dog food ben hashmoshes. It was aimed for achilas adam. But muchan la'irvin, but the other way around. Something that's muchan la'irvim, that means it's aimed to be used, he'll give it to an oirev. Having muchan la'odom, that is muchan la'odom, that means the shimush ha'oirev is not a hafkoa on the shimush ha'odom, kol midi d'chazelin, yishtayti elavi. But ever, that means, if it ever will be, become roi to him in Shabbos, he never was mesir das from this. So it always was min ha'muchan. The muchan la'oirev is not mafkia from the achon la'odom. He also, so that's how Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Ula Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Epshad. He said that the machloikis, the Anshe Yerichoi, and the Chachomim were dafke, was b'machbeides, b'shal machbeides, But that's what's on the kippin, b'shal b'na kippin, everyone holds its mutter. That's how Ula said, b'shem of Shimon Lakish. Yosef Ravinam of Shimon Lakish, machloikis b'shal b'na kippin, fakel. B'shal b'na kippin is a machloikis. Darabon and sovim muchan la'irvin, lahavim muchan la'odam, van shirichi sovim muchan la'irvin, havim muchan la'odam. Aber b'shal machbeidis, t'vei hakel, osa gazlinin shema yala v'yitlash, fakel. This gzeir of Shema Yal v'itloish, everyone holds. So trashi nevela shenis nabla b'shabes, hoisa imedes beina shmoshes la'odom. Was oimed la'achilas odom, leichoshev la muchan l'gabi klovim. It's not considered muchan l'gabi klovim. That was the raya that muchan la'odom lehavi muchan l'klovim. Now let us see Taisvis. This man, Rabbi Yuda Omer, im loy hoysa nevela me'erev Shabbos. So we say it's not muchan l'klov. So the Gemara says, ashta muchan la'odam, lava muchan l'klov, and it's muchan la'irvim, lava muchan la'odam. Taim, fek Taisvis, ahosam le'havi muchan la'odam. Where did the Gemara see from there that muchan la'odam le'havi muchan l'klov? There it wasn't muchan la'odam. The osa le'sheikh tabi Shabbos. So memele, so it wasn't muchan period. It wasn't muchan l'odom. It wasn't muchan l'klovim. And in the middle of Shabbos, it became an avail. It became muchan l'klov. So where do you see this yisoid muchan l'odom l'av muchan l'klovim? Meforish Rav Yosef de mi Mishne Yisere Daik. Lai havle le Mishne lefisha eina min amuchan, kiven te kvar tone isure, ala filo ye muchan, she mukza machmas isa, lai havi muchan le klop. So the Rav Yosef answers as follows. The Mishne says, Rav Yehuda oimer, lai hoisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, asure. So that's enough. He tells us the story. It died in Shabbos. It became an Avela in Shabbos. So it's also to give to Akelev the Asura. It's also to give to Akelev. Why does he have to be Maisef Lefisha Eina Min Hamucha? I would understand this from the Asura. I would understand that's why not allowed to give it to Akelev in Shabbos. So Lefisha Eina Min Hamucha comes to tell me another thing. What would be, if it wouldn't be Erev Shabbos, it would be Erev Yontev. They died in Yontev. So there, already, so Ben Hashmosh is of Yontev, it was Muchan L'Adam, because the person can shecht it. Fafal Pikain, it is also L'Klovim, L'Fisha'ina Mina Muchan. So from the Yitro Loshen, we see that the Tana wants to tell us that Afilu, not only Erev Shabbos, Afilu Erev Yom Tov, it is also a klom lishenim in amuchan. That is Pshat and Rabbi Yosef. The Mishne Yisei Redayik, the Lahavala Lamisna Lafishenim in amuchan, giving the Kvartoni Isura, Afilu Hoy amuchan. It was min amuchan la Odom. It means it's Yom Tov. She'ein mukze machmasisa, lehavi muchan la klovim. So speaking about that the halacha of Rabbi Yude was also said on Erev Yomtev. It was Nisnablo Beyomtev. V'ri meforesh muchan la'odom haynu she'imedes la'achilas odom. Muchan la'odom means that it's oimed to be eaten by another. Afal gavdei neruye la'odom la'isei Shabbos. Even though for that Shabbos, it's not roi to be eaten from a Odom. Einu machmas iser. Mitzad ha iser, you can't eat it. You know, now to shecht it. But v'loi machmas haktsa, shaloi ho yoroitze, sheyehena bo Odom. So that means, so the Rim means to say as follows. Muchan la Odom, avi muchan la behime, is speaking about another Inyan. It's not speaking about bepoil. If a person will be able to eat it, if a person is permitted to eat it. Muchan la'odom means something that is oimed la'chilas odom. It is oimed to be eaten. Does that make it, you say, Moser ha'odom in abahima oyin, that does that make it whatever is oimed la'chilas odom, does that make it oimed la'chilas klov? Adonisht. So the Ri says as follows: Muchan la'odom ha'inisha imedas la'chilas odom. It's oimet. It is oimet to be eaten. Al yidei odom. Ba'afagav dei neruya la'odom. That even though it is not permissible for a person to eat it la'isei Shabbos, ha'inu machmas isa. Abolei machmas haktosh la'yeroit shana ba'odom. That means it is oimet la'chilas odom, but in Shabbos he's not allowed to eat it. So you see from here that the oimed lachilas odom does not make that it's oimed lachilas klov. She'ilu, if I would say that oimed lachilas odom makes it oimed lachilas klov, she'lohoisa imedes leklovim kimoisha imedes lodom. Hoise muteres ksnisnav lo b'shabes. Ay, there's a mukta of isa. The lagabi klovim like a mukta machmasisa ki yesh dvorim sharuyim linosin leklovim chayim ki goin oifes achayitzibem. That means if we assume that it is oimed lachilas klovim, so then there's no akzo machmasisa also by nashmoshes, because there are some animals like oifes which are roi to be given to a kelov by nashmoshes. He'll eat them chayim chayitzibem. So Memele, so if I say that a Kelev and an Odom, I say that it's Muchan La Odom, automatically it's considered Muchan La Kelev. So there was no akzo machmas iser also for a kelev bein hashmoshes, because an oif is oimed li nothing li kelev bein hashmoshes also, lebedike hei. Later, when it died, it's only muchen leklov. Since mistame, it's oimed l'odom, makzilei miklov. Faker, the amida l'odom is makzilei leklov. Ochinami, muchen le'orvim lehavi muchen le'odom, aval gavdele besoif, havi muchen le'odom. So the same way, the other way around, that was Muchan La'urban, Bein HaShemoshes, does not make it Muchan La'odam. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Next Tosfos is more Stalin Asugyan Bey, it's not Negei Asugyan, so that's why it's Kedai to skip it over. Zot the Gemara Baita, V'noisnin Peyel Yerik. There was another Anhoge that the Anshe Yerichai had, that they gave Peyel for Yerokim. Fragt die Gemorre, du lässt lulu la anshe yericha yhodis nan, klal omru bepeye. There's a whole bunch of klolim that was said in the chi of peye. Number one, kol shuhu oichel. It has to be a machel, something that's oimid lachila. The nishma, it has to have a chshibis, that it's not hefke. The gidule min haoret, it has to grow from the earth. Lekitose ka'achatz, that it is harvested at one time, not piecewise, that means it's one zman that you harvest the whole crop. Umachnise lekiyam. And then another t'nai is that it has to last, you store it. So if it has all these t'noim, chayiv bepei. Now, the Gemara is going to explain. Kol shu oichel prat lesvicheistis v'koitze. Svis v'koitze were a type of a dye. If it wouldn't have been svichim, it was edible. So svis v'koitze is chayiv v'peye, but svicheistis v'koitze, which was not cultivated, wasn't planted, it grew wildly, so memele, that doesn't have a teres oichel, so it's part of minapeye. V'nishma prat lehefkel. V'giduloi min ha'oretz, prat l'kmeim ha'pitriyois. Mushrooms that do not grow from, are not yoinik min ha'oretz. L'kitosan ka'achas, prat l'teinim. Machnisi l'kiyum, prat l'yerek. So memel is enough in the Mishneh that yerokos, since they're not, they don't last long, they're not machnisi l'kiyum, so memele, there's no chiyuv peyah. Let us see Rashi. Evenishmar sheinei mufko umakpidin olav l'shamroi. It's not hefker, so it is protected. It is watched. Machnis elakim shemiskayim yomim rabim. Svicha istis v'koitze koshin lachilim. That's a svichin. Avostitz v'koitze sheinei svichin chosu lachilim. Teina eina misbashelis ka'achas, does not become ripe at one time. Elezug murayim, acheres yaitze betzida, kol yamei sakayitz. So there's no, it is not harvest at one time. Yeah, salkoponim, zukte gemorim. So what is the svore of the anshe yerichai? Didn't they know that, didn't they hold up this Mishnah that since Yerokes, which are not Machnes Lekiyum, is no Chiyiv Peye? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Oche Beroshei Liftois Askino. We are speaking about Roshei Liftois. Alei HaLefes. We're speaking about the Alim that grow on Lefes. Machnisoi Askinen, umachnise lekim ayedei dover acha kamif legi. Yumachnis lekim ayedei dover acha. Mar sova machnise lekim ayedei dover acha shmeikim. Umar sova loy shmeikim. Let us see Rashi. Ale alefes machnisen oisan lekim ayedei haimois. Now, the Chazainish says pshat in this Gemara as follows. He says, there was alim that grew on the lefes. Now, if nothing was done to the lefes lasted. It didn't spoil quickly. It was oimed lekiyum. But the alim on top of the lefes would wilt away. So you have here a yerek, the lefes, that is machnisa lekiyum. But the alim are not miskayim. They wilt away. But if one will be kavish the lefes, that's the Rabbi Nachmanel speaks about the union of kvisha, if he'll pickle the lefes, so then the alim on the lefes will be miskayim. The kvisha helps the alim also. Yisayin number two, Zukta Chazainish, for the Ali HaLefes, it doesn't pay to be Kovish the Ali HaLefes. That means, let's say, to cut off the Alim and to be Kovish them, it's not worth it. But if you're Kovish the Lefes, Sama'echit Taisi, you don't cut off the Alim, you can be Kovish the Alim also. So that is this sugya. Machnisin oisan lekiyum al yedei oimois. That means, mitzad atzmon, you're not machnis, you don't preserve them. They don't have echshivas to preserve them. If you don't do anything to them, the zikha will not last long. And the only way they'll last is not because you don't do, it's not oimid lehachnisin lekiyum for themselves, for the alim themselves, but if you're kovish the lefes, which was a normal procedure, so they left the alim on the lefes, and so then the alim was miskayim, al yidei hakvisha. So that was the machloikis. So the anshe yirichei held. So that's also called machnisa lekim. Lemaise vinish tvi, the alim amiskayim, because when you kovish the lefes, you leave the alim on it. And the chachamim held, no, you have to, since you're out the alim alone, you wouldn't preserve the alim, you're preserving them because I day mois. That is not considered, it has a chshivis mitzad atzmai. There's a very interesting halach over here. That means, it comes out, let's say, according to the chachomim. So it comes out that when you're meniach for peyah, you're meniach lefes, so meiker adin, so the aniyim have to go and take, they're permitted to take the lefes, but they're supposed to cut off the alim to the lefes. The alim is a different entity. This is not machnes lakim, and the alim, there's no halach of peyeh. And the alim of the lefes, it's chayiv b'mais, there's no din peyeh, azevot kedav zayim. Ban shiirichei wa mechadish, that since it's machnisa lekiyum al yedei haimoy, so it has a din lefes also, so meila is a chiyuv peyah, and the meila it's potah min ha-maisa. Let us see Taisvis. Klal omru bepeyah, nire l'rabbeinu tam, l'midaraisa l'mechai bepeyah, ele zayis v'kerem v'sod, d'chsivi behedye b'krom. The Torah mentions peyah, it speaks about pasotcho. Or it seems is lemudim by Isaiah and a kerem also, but these other minim ba'achrine, all these other minim is takanta the rabbonanino. V'she'ein machnisei lekiyim. So memela, this is mid rabbonan all minim achay bepeyim. So now, since this is ad rabbonan the kedin, so when they made this takone, they made certain hagbolis in their takon. So he said as follows: She'ein machnisei lekiyim. Why should we make a takonim that there should be a chiyuv peyah on something which is not choshev? It doesn't have a, it's not miskayim. Uteine v'chol de domilo. Now tein is also a rabbon. It's not a zayis, it's not a kerem, it's not a sode. So uteine v'chol de domilo. That's not likitosikach. It's aval gav de choshev. Even though it is a pri choshev, ike bitulani. But it's ridiculous to make a chiyuv peyah on teine, because to be a gewaldike bittel aniyim, lefi she'in lekitosan ke'echot, ve'hefsid yeser al ha'revach. What does it mean, bittel aniyim? Because the aniyim have to come each day to the tree, and then there'll be another two tainim that they can make pay it. If it's not lekitosan ke'achas, like this, if you have a mean that is man, the mizman akzire, the harvest is at one time, so good. So one day, they come to this field, and then they wait for the balabos to be miyached, the payer. But if here, this is, it's ein lekitosei ka'achas, so we're schlepping aniyim each day, it's a merdeke bittles man. And they're not getting too much. We have said yes and all the rebach, so they want mesakin payer. Uchmeyim upitriyois, hoil vain beminoi chiyuvo, she'ein godl bekarke, loy tiknu. Now, I says the other meaning, since mina toire gedulei, there are certain gedulei karke, which are chayiv bepeye, smid rabbonon, they said all gedulei karke are chayiv bepeye, if it's choshev and lekitose kachas. But kimeyim upitriyois is a different meaning answer. In a Torah, there's no such mean that's chayav bepeyah. So the rabbonim did not want to be koilu k'meyim epitriyois and the chayav bepeyah the rabbon. So, but the whole thing is that the rabbon. V'hod et dorish peteres koyanim. Yochol shani mal bekishum edluim for peyah shichayav bepeyah. Talmud loim bekutzchem es tzir arzichem. Mak tzir shuwa yichol banishma begdilu min oretz av kol yotzu yirokeis. So the teres koinim is memayit yirokeis from a posik. So how does the shtimu to Rabbein Etam? The Rabbein Etam says, there's no psukim. The whole thing is at the Rabbonon and the words of the Cheshbim. So teis enich nam esmach the Balmu, kemo yishidore sham mikro maise yerek, afo gav David the Rabbonon, enich nam itake. The whole thing is at the Rabbonon and the teres koinim is an esmach the Balmu. Tano Rabbon, Borishoine hoyu noisnim peya lelefes velekruv. Zuktrashi lelefes la'ala. Bimois kule alma moide doho miskaime. So this baraisa is speaking about the Anshe Yerichoi. The Anshe Yerichoi who gave peya for Alan, so this Borishoine was before the Chacham Zacharan Gemisht. Then later there was a big tumult. But Barishoina hoyu noisnim peye, lelefes velikruv. Rabbi Yosi yoyma af lekafloit. The Chazanish wants to explain that could be the shaklavatai over here was if the alin of these yerokis were choshev. That means they themselves also held. That means they realized that this is a gevalte zach. Machnisoi lekiyim al yedei dover acher, if it's machshiv, the alim also. So if the alim are choshuv, they have some type of achshivis, some emailas, so then we say it's called machnisoi lekiyim al yedei dover acher. If the alim are not too choshuv, so even though it's machnisoi lekiyim al yedei dover acher, that doesn't give a din of machnisoi lekiyim. So how you nice name pale lefes lekruv, because the alim of lefes lekruv are more choshev than the alim of kafloit. So memele, so that they only gave peye la alim of lefes lekruv. Danche yirichet. Rabbi Yosi oimer af le kafloit. Rabbi Yosi says af le kafloit. Now, let's learn a little further. Betanya idoch, a different barais. Ho you nice name peye la lefes le kafloit. Rabbi Shimon oimer af le kruv. Now, before we go further, there are two ways how to learn pshat in this barais, and the Gemara will discuss it soon. So before we leave the barais, let us see how we can learn pshat in the barais. One way you can learn pshat in the barais as follows. Barishoino yunais nimpeya lelefes elekul. That the Tanakama holds that they used to give, the Anshe Yericha used to give peya for the alim of lefes elekul. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Af LeKaflit. So Af is Malbe, not only Lefes and Kruv, Kaflit also. So the Tanakama holds they gave Peya for two minim. Rabbi Yosi holds they gave Peya for three minim. V'Tanya Idok, Ho Yenoisnim Peya LeLefes LeKaflit. So this is a different Tana. He holds they gave for two minim, but not like the same two minim that the Tanakama said. before, the Tanna Kama of the previous Baraisa. The Tanna Kama of the previous Baraisa holds the two minimal lefes and Krub, and he holds the two minimal lefes and Kablet. Rab Shimon Oima Afle Krub, so Rab Shimon seems to hold like Rab Yossi, that by all three minim, they gave payah. If we learn like this pshat in the Baraisa, it comes out there's a three-way machloikis. The Tanna Kama holds lefes for Krub, Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon hold all three, and the Tanna Basra holds lefes lekafle. That's one way you can learn pshat in the Baraisa. You can learn another way pshat in the Baraisa, that is only a two-way machloikis. The Tanna Kama says, hoyenoisnim peya lelefes lekrub, Rab Yossi oima af lekafle. The af is not going on krub, it's going on lefes. Not only lefes, lefes and kafle. The Tanya either Chayneis and Peila Lefes or the Kaflet, so that's mamish like Rabbi Yosi. Abshimenoima Afle Kruv, that means Lefes and Kruv. So Memela, so it comes out that the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yosi. There's only a two-way machlokes. Is it Lefes and Kruv or Lefes and Kaflet? So let us see the Gemara now. So the Gemara Neimot Losi Tanoi Hav. It is a three-way machlokes. So the Gemara says, "Loi treitan loi habe." V'tanekame de Rab Shimon, aine Rab Yosi. V'tanekame de Rab Yosi, aine Rab Shimon. Umay af akamay. So that means the moisif on lefes. He said lefes. He said af kruv or af kaflit. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gosin enemet loset anoi habe, loi treitan loi habe. Tanekame de Rab Yosi. Aine Rab Shimon, the Tanakama Rab Shimon, Aine Rab Yosi, my Afa Kamais. Now Rashi explains. Leimet Losa Tanoi Habi. Tanakama de Rab Yosi, Lelefes Lekruv, Veloy Lekaflet. The Tanakama de Rab Shimon, Lelefes Lekaflet, Veloy Lekruv. So you have already a machloikis. Which two? The Rab Yosi, the Rab Shimon, Ki Adodi, Svirlo, the Lefes Lekruv, Lekaflet. All three meanim, Achai Bepei. Loi. Tanakama de Rab Shimon or Rab Yosi, Tanakama de Rab Yosi or Rab Shimon. Am I after Komri Tavayu Akamaisa? Akamaisa de Tanakama de Tu Kaime. On the first aloha that Tanakama said, de Moise. The Haino Alephis. The Koma Tanakama, the Tanakama said Lephis, the Rab Yosi, Le Lephis or Lekruv. So that, the Koma Le Rab Yosi, Avle Kafle, the Av Lekavlet, Kamei Lelefes. The Tanakamet, Rabbi Yossi said, Lelefes, Lekruv. That's what he said, it's Lefes and Kruv. Kamele Rabbi Yossi, Av Lekavlet, Kamei Lelefes. Just like you said, Lefes, Kavlet also, Av Lekruv, Loi. Tanakamet, Rabbi Shimon, Amiochi, Kamele Lelefes, Lekavlet, Rabbi Yossi. Kamele Rabbi Shimon, Av Lekruv, Kamei Lelefes, Av Lekavlet, Loi, Tanakamet, Rabbi Yossi. Tanu Rabon, Ben Buhain Nosan Peya Liyerek. The son of Buhain gave Peya to Yerek. Bo Oviv, Umotzon Laniim, Sho Yutunim Yerek, Voim de Malpesa Hagine. They had come away from the Gine. They had sacks of Yerokis. They had taken the Peya. Omar Lahen, so Buhain told them, Bonai Hashlichu Me'alech. Listen, whatever you took, he held that Yerik is poto in a peya. It's a male of its poto in a peya, it's chayav b'maisa. So he told them, Bonai Hashlichu Me'alech. Whatever you pick, throw away. V'ani noisen lochem keflayim b'musa. I'll give you double the amount, I'll give you chulim misukonim. You're not going to lose anything. I'm going to give you double the amount. Like this, you're taking it out to pay, so fakelt, you mafkiya the mayitz, it's chay b'maisa. Then he was moisef. Loi mibnei she'eini tzore. Now, not what I'm telling you to throw this away, nitich faginder nish. Ela mibnei she'amur chachomim in leisnen pay liyerek. You don't keep pay for your rokes, so that's what I'm telling you, don't keep this, throw it away. And I'll give you double the amount. Like the Gemara, lo malei la meimra lo hu loy mibnei she'ein nai tzore, keiche de loy laimu de chuyi kamat chilo. That means they wouldn't believe him. He tells them he's going to give them double the amount. So he had to tell them that the reason he's telling them to be mashlechit, loy mibnei she'ein nai tzore, no, the Chazal said, ein nais nem peyel yerek. Sagt Rashi, Ben Buhaim, Shem Oviv Buhaim. Kiflaim b'mu'usa garsinim, ani etan lechem kiflaim sheyesh lechem achshav. I'll give you double the amount that you have now. Peye, sheyesh lechem achshav peye, etan lechem chulin mesukonim b'mu'usar. But why am I telling you you shouldn't keep this? Because Chazal said, a noisnin peye leyerek, mishum demavkelei mimaisa. Because if you'll give payah to Yerek, you mafkiyat mi maisa. Because payah is potam in a maisa, d'chsiv uboa levi, ki ein loy chelek v'nach le'imoch. The posik says that when does the levi take, when is uboa levi? The levi comes to mon maisa. From who does he come to mon maisa? From a person who possesses a karke. So he is second grade. Ki ein loy chelik v'nachlimach. You have a chelik v'nachla. You're a balabos. He doesn't have a chelik v'nachla. So therefore, he's teveya mais. It would be better than me is unclear. The Yerushalmi says mima. Mima she ein loy nachla imach. From what? He doesn't have a nachla imach. Chayiv la'asa. Imachuyiv to give mais. Yotza peye. But if by peye, who is he coming to? He's coming to the aniyim. He's coming to the aniyim, and he's telling them, listen, give me maisa. So they tell him, listen, you're the same yachsan that we are. Sheyesh loy nach loimach. The hefkeninu. Peye is hefke. That means any oni is eligible to take peye. So memele, So therefore, the Levi can't come to Mon Maisa. Because he's equivalent to all the Aniyim. Just like they can take the pay, he can also take the pay. So Tieshlai Nach Laimach. So the Aniyim are potter to give Maisa from their pay. Rashi says that is the Ptur. That is the ptul of peye. Peye is potter from maisa because of the posik of a boa levi. The tzlach is ma'irer, ashine, the mashal is also ma'irer, this is ashine haloshen in Rashi. Rashi over here says, a noisnim peye le yerek, mishum de mafkelei mi maisa. Since it's potter from peye, so by making it peye, you're being mafkiye mi maisa. Rashi in the Mishnah said, "Umichu biyodom mishum de kamafkilei mi maisa, shehoyu aniim oichlim oisa peya betivlo." You mafkiye it from maisa. The aniim were eating it when it was table. The svurim shehi peya gemure. We have over here, Rashi says, Mishum de mafkelei mi maisa. So the Pashtus Haloshen, it would seem that it's a cheshemishpate kechesorin. That by giving pay to Yerokis, he's mafkia from maisa. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to be saying a yeredei de kechesorin. Umicha b'yoda mishum de kamafkelei mi maisa. Shahoyu aniyim oichlem oisa peya betivla. They made it peya, and really it's not peya, so it's chayev b'maisen, they're not mafresh maisen, so they're eating macholes asus, they're eating tebel. So Rashi in the Mishnah read yiradeyedik, Rashi over here read choshemishpatik. So the Tzlach wants to say that Rashi had a kashe. This Buhain, he was a Talmud Chochem. They had taken Yerokis. The son didn't know. The son gave them pay from Yerokis. So they took it. So now he came. So he wanted he told them no, that they shouldn't take it. He'll give them double the amount. So the Tzarashi the Kasha, why do you have to give them Malo Letzor Azois? Hefker Zichapotam in Amaisa, so let him be Mafkerit. It's his. The payer, the son gave payer, the son can't give payer. It's his, it belonged to him. It was given Shaloi Kedin, it was given Betois. So it's not payer. It's still his. And let him be mafkirit. He'll be mafkirit. So hefkir is potam in amaisa. The same drosha we have. Rashi says, the lomdus is Rashi starts off with a drosha. Rashi says hefkir. The hefkir nino. By hefkir you have this drosha also. So let him be mafkirit. So that's why Rashi said this, but you, there's a choshe mishpatik is ach over here. That means, ein neusnem peyler yerek mishum de mafkalei mi maisa. You're taking away the schusim from the levim. That's why you don't make it payer. So for that reason, he didn't want to be mafkered either. If he'll be mafkered, he's also taking away from the levim. So therefore, he told them, leave it here, it's mine, I'll give maisa, and I'll give you chuma misukonim. That's by London, who wanted to rectify the situation. The Anshe Yericho is Michal B'yodam, they held their right, they held its Chayev B'peyeh. So Rashi in the Mishnah says, there's not only a Chayesh Mishpatik problem of it, Shukamavkalei Mimaisa. Shaini Moichel Moise Peyeh B'tivla, there was a Yeredeidik problem over here also. Because L'maisa Daniyim ate it, they were not Mafresh Maisa, so there was a Yeredeidik Shail over here, it was Tevel. That's what the Tzlach wants to say. V'chein b'shviyitz, Narashi says, shviyitz is also potter min ha-maisa. V'hefker potter min ha-maisa. V'chsiv v'ochlu av'yoynei ha-amecho v'yisram teichol chayis ha-sodem. Ma'achayo echeles v'ptura min ha-maisa af av'yoynei ptura min ha-maisa. Now, what Rashi is coming to tell us over here, that Shviyas is potam in a maisa, first of all, we have to know how it comes in over here. I mean, so Shviyas is potam in a maisa, but what does it have to us? Some Sefer asks why Rashi brings in Shviyas. Now, there's another kasha that the Turei Yevin asks in Rosh Hashanah, I mean, what's wrong with our first Rosh? Rashi brings now a new drosha, that Shviyas is part of Min HaMaisa, because there's a Hekish, Machaya Echelas Ptura Min HaMaisa, Favyoinim Ptura Min HaMaisa. Why do you need this Hekish? We have the same Droshe that we have of Bo HaLevi, Kein Lechelik V'nach Le'imach. So it tells us that the whole Schus of Maisa is only when the Levi is Ein Lechelik V'nach Le'imach. The Levi is equivalent to everyone else, so Memela, so then he doesn't have any special schusim in the tour. So by shviyas, that's hefker lakel, so memela, so it's yesh lechelik v'nach limach. The levy is just as good as anyone else. So that kasha the Turei Yevin asks, why do we need two droshes? A besondere droshe by shviyas. And then bechlal, the Chasam Sofer asks, why Rashi to bring in this halacha that shviyas is part of min ha-maisa. The Baal Zakh there too. Maybe he won't give us anything. The Maler Little Zuva Litim Pishnaim. That they should believe him, they should trust him. So first he had to tell them, Loi Shain Itzorah. Let us see Taisus. Elab Nesh Amru Chachomim Ein Peil Yerik. He told them that loymim neish ein nitzare netech vaginderish, abal neisham achachamim neish nempeil leyerek. Vimtayma mikom bakem lifta mi meisa mibnei shehivkiram vehevker pata mi meisa. Frektach teisves that alone that it was made payer. So that's a hevkelaniim. So that alone should pater it mimaisa, because hefker is pot minamaisa. V'yeshloima ki beisilu damrinim b'meseches peye, einei hefker atse yufka la'aniyim o la'ashirim kishmite, yafinim mishmite d'chsiv tishmetena o netashta. Mata b'loima netashta, yesh lecho netisha acheres shehi kezu, umayizu hefker la'aniyim o la'ashirim. There's a machlokes beishama in beisilu mesechtes peyim. The chalois hefke. Where do we learn out the such a chalois? A person is mafke something, it becomes hefke. So beishamai learns out from peyim. That just like a person can make a chalois peye peye be'etzem is hefkel aniyim. So we learn out is ibri kevot by peye. So you can, a person can make such a chalois hefkel, and a hefkel to aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. Beis Hillel holds that we don't learn out from peye. The chalois hefkel we learn out from shmita. Shmita is a hefkel aniyim la'ashirim. So who are then a person can make hefker laniyim lashirim. So the emison is this. There's a machloikis, a chayshem mishpatika machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If a person can make a chalois hefker to one suk, Beis Shammai holds you could make a chalois hefker to one suk. So you learn out hefker from peye. Beis Hillel holds you can. So meilu zaktais v'sazay. If there's no din peye by Yerokes, so that when he says Harezu Peye, even though in his actions there's he's saying it should be Hefkelaniyim, but there's no such chalais of Hefkelaniyim. So Memele, so it didn't become Hefke. If it would become Hefke, so then it would also be Potem in Amaisa, also Boalevi. But Al Kaponim, it never became Hefke, according to Beis Hillel. Inami, Zuktaisvis, Afilul Beishamai, the Alfi Mipei. Afilul, according to Beishamai, the Alfi Mipei, Visovri, the Hefkelaniyim Hefkel. The time, and before we show some, the Chsiv Bepeiloni, will a gale, matamaloi, metaze, voisim, yeshl, chaziv, acher, shikazu, mai, zulaniyim, mai, zulaniyim, voloi, lashirim. So, Memeila, we learn out from the Ibra Ketazoi, that is another Aziv, it is an Aziv of Hefkel. Hoche mechayvi. Now we go back to before. Mishum dafke betoisa. If he says going according to Beis Shammai, that was an undertaker. The Ben Bunhain, who gave it, he was under the impression that it's chayiv bepeyev. So memele, he didn't have a besondere kavona to be mafkeret. So since lofi emes it's potem in apeyev, so there's no chalais hefker, because the chalais which was done was done betois. That means Kedoshin b'sefriya ba'alevi kein lechelik v'nachlimach yotzu zeh sheesh lo'alevi chelik ben shimu levi oni noitol pey. Zokte gemara weiter. Tana rabona. Barishoyne oyu manichin oyres kochim belishkas beis hapalve. Le'ereb oyu mechalkin oysom la'anshe beis ov. The halacha is that the Oiris Kochim belong to the Kahanim Boisei Mishmo, or better, there was Shisha Mishmores, as Rashi explains. So the Kahanim that were in the Shita Bateyov, so the Kahanim in each base of was Oived Aveda one day. So at the night, after all the Kabonis were taken care of, so they divided between themselves the Eiris. Eiris belonged to the Kahanim of that base of. It's Berishoyne Menichen Eiris Kochim Belishke's base palve. They went and left all the Eiris in that Lishke, and La'erevoy Mechal Kanoi Silanche base of. And they divided it up between the Kahanim and that base of. Bahoyu Bale Zroya Is Neutlan Oison Bezroya. Now from the Kahanim alone, there were some bullies used to take more than they deserved. So they saw it's not achlitz. Is iskinu she machalken oisem erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So like this, Bemison, he says, let's say if one day there was a lot of kabonets, there was an abundance of kabonets, the second day there wasn't an abundance of kabonets. So rightfully, the day that there was abundance of kabonis, those kahanim and that base of were entitled to the oiris. The second day there wasn't an abundance of kabonis, so fafaun, so there wasn't good business that day. But since they saw that things were not being divided equally and fairly, so they made all the batei ovis will have an equal share. They'll divide erev Shabbos They'll divide Aces between all six Batei Obis. Now, Kaponim, they'll gain that the Bal Yisroya, if all the Kanim will be together, then these Bal Yisroya weren't too forceful. So, Mamelis will be an equal division of the Oiris. Iskinyish, Mechalkan, Oisim, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Osin, Kulum, Mishmores, Bishotlam, Badot. Vodayin, Oyugdoyle, Kuhune, Neutlan, Oisim, Bizroya. So the Baal Yisroya didn't have a voice when all the Mishmores were together. But there were G'dayle Kohune who did have some pull there, and Lamaisa, they took more than they deserved. Is Omdo Bailim Vikdishim L'Shamayim. So they saw that the Kahanim are not getting the correct amount side to side. So they were Magdishit L'Shamayim. Now, who the Bailim were, there's a Chalukei Deis. Rashi says, all the Kahanim were Magdishit. The Marshal wants to say the Bailim of the Kolben were Magdishit. Okay, you have to know clear how this works, how the Bailim could be Magdishit. There's Eichel with the Hakroven, there were Magdishit before the Hakroven. Al Kaponim, they were Magdish, the Oiris Lebede Kabayis. So Mamela, the Kahanim already lost their share in the Oiris, and now Bede Kabayis got a new tziner of Panosa. Amru lehoyo yomim uotim at shechipu esaheichel kule betabloi shel zov shein ama al ama ka ive dino zov. So Mamela Hegdish got very well to do, and they wallpapered the eichel mit mitposhet a wallpaper, there were tiles of gold, ama al ama ka ive dino zov. It was beautiful. Uleregel, oyu mekaplin oisom. They used to peel off these tiles from the heichel by each regel. Umenichen oisol gav mala baharabayis. Kedei she'ile regolim roin shemalachta noa ve'ein bo balu. To see what is being done with their money. It was the Bailam that was Magdish. It's very good that, but Euler Golem, they showed them what was done with the Eiris. That means, fine. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Eiris Kochim, Eir Eulo, Bechatois, Vashomis, Vekabon, Nesibis, Meschalkim, Eiris Kochim, Kedoshim, Kahanim. Yesib Eir Eulo, Sheikhe, Vyafinim, Bezvochim, Eilo, Kol Eiris Kochim, Kedoshim, all Eiris of Kochim, Kedoshim. הערב שכל יום הם מחלקים עיסוי לאנשי בייס אוף שעובדו היום שהמשמר יכול לקלשית שישה בוטי אוביס and the Shabbos they all work together it seems לשישה יומי ממה שהגיע ליומון הן מרובה הן מועט הוא נויטו that בייס אוף got whatever was the amount of carbonus that they were making that day. They were entitled to what the Hakrova was that day. So the Baal Yisroyis were taken care of, but they were G'dayle Kohunes Sorim Shebem. Omdu Bailim Kol Kanim Mishmores Yachid V'Gdishum Lebedek Habayis. Barabayis, Rechov, Pnu, Yechutz, Lazor, Vyesh, Amalis, Kedemrin, Perkamba, De Yumba, Balam, Doifi. Zogte Gemara Vaita, a similar mice. It seems this is what happened by the, we had before, the Anshe Yerichoi used to, they were Magdish, the trunks of the Ilonis, and they used to use the Gimziois. They used to use the branches, they held Dulei Hegdish, just like there's no Mila, there's no Israel to use it. So this was the mice with the kairis. Tana abishol oima kairis shel shikma hoya biyirichoi. There were trunks of trees, sycamore tree, mistame, that were biyirichoi. Oyu bale Yisroyis noitlin oisam bezoya. This is very interesting how this happened. But the bale Yisroyis went and wanted to be oikel these trees. Omdu bailem vigdishim l'shamayim. So they were magdish the trunks. So mamele, for the Issa Gezel, these Baal Yisroya weren't afraid. Hegdish, he didn't want to chapel with Hegdish. So Lamai said the thing that stopped them, that deterred their Gezel. Baal Ki Yoytzei Bohem, on such types of people, Omar Abishol ben Botnis Mishum Abba Yosef ben Chanan. Oily mi beis baitus. These beis baitus were strong people. They were oily mealosam. The clubs, the sticks that they used to hit with. Oily mi beis chanin, oily milchi shosam. They were yoyetzeira. Oily mi beis katris, oily mi kulmusam. They used to write, used to give out the psazoi literature. That means they were people by Klal Yisrael who were not ontlich, and they used to go and they were geizel and chayvet the hamayna. Zot Rashi. Kairis mechuborim, these were trunks of trees which were attached. Hov yoishel ilon kori kairim. Baitis koin godloi vechinkulam vohoyulam avodim chamsonim vechoyftin esaom aloson makoloisayim my leba olav leba roimach vemeseche Shabbos lechishosan yoyatzeiro kulmuson shayekoisven igrois roh.